On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Let's play a new little game called Snub the Snob.
How do you play?
Well, what you do is you talk about something that there are snobs about, and then you snub them for being a snob about it.
Okay.
But I'll start. People on social media who are grammar police.
Oh.
Like, you're on a thread that has memes of the dude with the weird face and Kardashian's butts and stuff, and you're like, it's this, not that. It's like, relax, man. Do you understand? Like, you know what they
say? How many times are you on threads with Kardashian's butts?
No, I'm just saying people just using different memes or whatever, and then somebody's like, you're stupid. It's like, it's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. It's like, or who cares? Like, read it. You're stupid. You know what they mean. They mean you're stupid.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know, but maybe spell it right.
That one is kind of ironic, where it's like, you should spell it right.
Yeah. I get it, but it's like, that's the hill you're going to die. This is what I think of this, what we want to talk about is like, there's people who like have a hill they're going to die on. And some of you, you're just wrong. You like, don't die on that hill.
Sure.
Just, you're on the wrong hill.
Yeah.
It's social media. It's the lowest form of intelligence known to man. And you're coming at it like, I'm grading this. Like, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like you're not letting me have my snob.
I love it. I mean, look.
Does anyone else hear the dismissive tone she's treating me with?
Yeah. She's got a red pen out.
I'm grading this.
Okay. All right. Fine. What's yours? What snob are you snubbing?
Like people who get really into like Pilates and yoga and are like, well, I do Pilates 4 times a week. And I'm like, and I can lift heavier weights than you, but I'm not telling you that every day. Good luck with your little Pilates ball and mat.
I think, isn't Pilates a thing with the whole thing? Don't they have like a table?
All kinds of forms of it, actually. Unfortunately, I know that because of the women who do Pilates 4 times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm doing right now? I'm just being supportive of you.
What would you come back with?
I don't know.
Okay.
I fear for my life if I try to come back at you on this one.
Feel free.
No, I get it. I do the snobs about any form of exercise, I feel.
And sometimes I fall into it. I find myself.
Well, because I think there's a fine line between like wanting to try something new and like getting
being
advice.
Proud.
Yeah.
And then being like, well, I do Pilates 4 times a week and then I go get my iced matchas. And I'm like, good luck drinking dirt.
Oh, I love matcha. How dare you?
Well, I would take it one step further and just go, I've talked about it before, the cult that is CrossFit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you guys love how fit you are. And love the thing you do with the ropes and you make them look like the waves
like,
of the ocean.
No, is it Hyrox?
Oh, that's the new Hydrox, I think.
Did I miss the letter?
New...
Crazy.
Good on you. Work out.
You can jump a couple squares at a time. What are we doing?
Yay.
Yeah.
Just don't indoctrinate me. I don't want to wear your Nikes and put the purple shroud and like try to kill myself to get on the comet. Just like you do you.
Right.
And I'll be over here not doing you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to keep going or we? No, let's get some people to call.
Okay.
If you're mad at us because you're a CrossFitter or a Pilates person or you have great grammar, F off. If you want to snub a snob, though, we'd like to hear from you. 303-222-5423. You may text or you may call and you may use improper grammar if you want.
Yes. I'm not sorry. I'm going to say this. Whiskey people. It all tastes like dirt. What is their... what
like
are
matcha.
You?
This is literally the last time you get a microphone in this room until you apologize.
I just don't... And you know what?
Just
I
because
can also,
you don't get it doesn't mean we don't get it.
Wait, but she's saying being a snob about it.
Yes.
Not that it's not okay to get it.
But like the people that are I only need this one on a big rock. One big rock. This brand, shelf.
She's literally describing me.
Well, if the boot fits.
Okay.
The shoe.
The boot.
Yeah.
Toy
Story?
From.
Oh my God. Sorry.
People who don't know Toy Story.
Yeah, I'm a little bit
I know Toy Story. I know
just
Toy
say,
Story.
But like, what, there's things that you like. There's things that you're
this
gluten-free muffin is better than that gluten-free muffin. And you're allowed to go, this is better than that.
I thought we were doing the thing where we were letting
each other.
Where's the support?
No, I'm over that now.
Also, do you really want to get back at her?
Yeah.
Music people.
Feeder gluten?
Yes.
Are you trying to hurt me?
A little bit. She said you want to get back
at
her.
That's not what I was suggesting. I'm just saying people who are a little like, well, I know every Beatles song and you don't.
Music snobs.
I'm not snobby about it.
You are totally snobby about it.
No.
You verge.
She doesn't verge. She's merged. She's merged into the snob lane. Like you, because you get to see so many concerts, you get to hear, like, if Bruno Mars is releasing a new song, you get to hear it 2 weeks before everybody else. Like, you're kind of a...
But I'm not shoving that down people's throats. No!
Not that part. It's more the Beatles part.
Yeah, the Beatles part is, like, off.
And, like, the Eagles, and they all rhyme.
It's like any... Feebles, right. The Weebles.
And I'll own up. If you come to talk to me about Taylor Swift, I'm going to be a snob about her because I know literally everything about it.
Yeah, I do want to snub the Taylor Swift snobs. Like, the reason Taylor Swift got popular in the first place is she was a nobody and people went, oh, wow, that song's good. And then you liked two songs and then four songs and then a lot of songs and you started looking for Easter eggs.
And then she became my entire personality.
But your tent is not all that welcoming, Taylor Swift people, because it's like, sometimes somebody goes, oh, I like that song. It's like, you don't even understand. She's going through a thing with Jake Gyllenhaal. It's like, look, man, I just like the...
Maybe mm-hmm. I don't think I'm a Taylor Swift
fan.
There are contingents of Swifties who are just mm-hmm. like, you know, if you don't understand and you don't get to be in our tent, it's like...
Or just like, I like this song, I don't like that song.
Correct.
And it's like, oh...
You don't understand the history behind it.
Right. Yeah. You're not a welcoming tent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes there... I love Taylor Swift. I don't like some of her fans. That's... We're talking about that
into
snob.
Our tent.
Okay. But you know that there are people who are not tent welcomers.
Yes.
Jesus, this has gotten so much more serious than I wanted it to be. So much so, Hack, that we don't have time for yours.
I don't know that I want to chime in. You guys are kind of fighting.
It's going to be great.
We're going to make you tell your snob. You're going to snub a snob.
Okay.
And we want to hear your snub too.
What?
I don't know. The medication is kicking in. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are snubbing snobs. I would like to publicly apologize to Swifties. Please stop wrecking my car in the parking lot. I'm not saying all Swifties are bad. I was just saying some of you aren't very inclusive. You're not welcoming people.
Right. Sometimes it feels like people are late to the party.
Right. And I'm sorry that we're late.
And we get snobby about it.
You do. Who were you snubbing? You snubbed the Pilates people.
Yes. And we do have a text.
Yeah.
Tesla drivers. Oh. But I want to make something clear. I actually don't think you're that snobby about your Tesla.
I love my car. And I have a right to love my car.
You drive something else.
Like, that's how
you don't
a lot
mock
of them are.
Other people.
Yeah.
And that, they drive.
I strongly encourage you to drive
about
one.
Yours, yeah.
If you drive one, you'll never want to drive anything else. I just love it because I never have to go get an oil change. Like, you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
It sounds superficial, but that's literally why.
Or fill up on gas, but you have to charge. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah. There's some that are.
Hack did not get to go. Like, we all insulted somebody.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Hack didn't insult anybody.
I thought I was going to just get away with it.
No, we were good, but like, snubbing the snob, we all, like, I'm, like, the Swifties okay. are surrounding my Tesla. By the way, if you don't drive a Tesla, you're a loser. Okay.
I want to snub all of the coffee snobs. I don't get it at all. You talked about whiskey. I say don't get it. Grow up. All right? Wake up. You're an adult. You should be able to splash some water on your face and get on with your day.
Where we all
now
go
the snob you're snubbing is people who enjoy coffee
or talk about
every
it.
Time we have family in town, it's like, we gotta get all these coffee makers out. Where's our coffee? It's all like it's like an hours long process of just get the coffee, and it's like, I'm already off working. Like, grow up.
There's something
get
about the
it.
Ritual of it that I also personally enjoy. But you also have a ritual with your shoes when you get a new pair, don't you?
I just take one step outside. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that doesn't inconvenience the whole kitchen.
I mean, putting on your shoes to take one step outside kind of sounds stupid.
It's as I'm leaving. I'm already wearing them.
My God.
Did you not have your coffee today?
No, I didn't.
I don't agree with you, but I agree with you. I think just like with the Taylor Swift thing, I think there's just levels mm-hmm. where it's like, people who like coffee, I love you.
Yeah.
But people are like, oh my God, if it's not, like... People who talk smack about Starbucks, I'm sorry, They're the biggest company. Mm-hmm. You're talking like it's like I can only do a dry roast that's been through the intestines of a cat first in Guatemala. Yeah. It's like dude,
you ever
shut
been
up.
Staying at like a hotel with somebody and they're like, "There's coffee in the lobby," and they're like, "No."
That's me.
Not for me.
I don't do lobby coffee.
If they have a coffee shop, I'll go.
Yes, it's
but
like
not just
burnt
like that. Yeah,
and wrong.
Splash some water on your face. Come on, people. You can do it.
All right, what snob are you snubbing, Anaya? Snubber.
The people that say that they can't take vacation time and make everybody else in the office feel bad for taking vacation time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Who does that?
Like, if... our office is a weird place, but, like, in a real office, it's, like, the boss is like, I just don't have time for it. I don't know how you go on so many nice vacations. It's like, because I prioritize my time.
The people that like brag about working too hard.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Working too hard snobs.
You can't make it without me, and I need to be here. I couldn't be you. I don't know how you take so much vacation.
Spot on. Ooh. Nailed it.
That does, but we're admitting openly that doesn't happen here.
I don't think it does happen here. We all just kind of get around when we wish.
I probably won't finish today's show.
Okay, stop.
I'm going to ask about 6 days.
They're openly admitting that they're okay taking a lower compensation because they're not getting their full compensation package.
Correct.
Taking their PTO.
Your vacation days are part of your comp package.
Point.
And they don't roll over, especially here. They don't roll over.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
But
so we should all like plan a vacation?
Yeah, I already said I'm not finishing today's show. Right. Day one. I know we have some terror. By the way, the Tesla text, I'm brooding on that.
The what?
The Tesla text.
Oh, yeah.
I know you got to read other texts, but it's like, I don't think I've ever, like anytime somebody says the word Tesla, it's like bragger. It's like, you say Ford and nobody gets, it's like, shut
and
up.
To defend you, you do not have a personalized license plate on your Tesla. Most Teslas.
He thought about getting one.
There's something
we stopped
about
him.
I'm working on a theory. Erica, I know you love a theory.
I do love a theory.
The Tesla draws you in to the personalized license plate. You thought
you
about
feel
it. Is there something about it?
Yeah.
It kind of does.
It's like an 80% chance Tesla on the road's got one.
I don't
that's
know
presented without comment. I don't,
you know.
And maybe we'll have comment later.
Yeah. Okay.
We've also got Wagyu people, our snobs.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Wine and cheese snobs.
Okay.
Looking at you, Slacker. Who? You get mad at me for the wine I like to drink.
Because you, and same with Tiak for eating a steak cooked.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Ooh, here's what I want. I want a $70 steak, then I want you to make it taste like a $4 steak at Denny's at like 2 in the morning.
He's
like,
better
cook
than
it too far.
$4.
No, it's dude,
but
you're ruining
it,
your steak.
What is it doing to you? What
it's
is
making
it do
me
to you
crazy.
That I drink cheap wine and I like it.
Yeah, and I am eating at Denny's. All right?
Because I have to be associated with some trailer trash that is drinking.
Wow.
I think he's talking about me.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. It's a new week, and I promise to not blow my no on nothing.
Great.
It's news or nope.
News. News.
Oh, no. No.
Yes.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope.
There it is. Keep
it aside. This is news or nope.
I have no notes for you guys today. I'm very proud of you. And I'm trying to be a person who's positive. So
how's that
rock
going?
On, you crazy MFers.
Oh, okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
A little bit of news from Stagecoach this past weekend.
Oh,
it was
boy.
A really crazy weekend because Saturday night, there were winds up to 60 miles per hour in the desert, and so they actually had to evacuate the entire festival.
Wow.
And within an hour, they said, just kidding, come back in. People are so mad because Journey was supposed to play, and their set ultimately got canceled. Riley Green was supposed to play and got canceled. But also, a lot of people went home only to find out, because there was no service, only to find out the festival resumed.
This happens at Red Rocks all the time because they tell you to go out back out to your car.
Right.
But you're in the mountains, man. You don't always get the return signal.
Yeah. And Pitbull played Saturday night on Stagecoach.
No.
So a lot of people missed Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305.
No.
And he brought out Lil Jon.
Oh.
I know.
Oh,
so pretty devastating for people there. But then another night, Post Malone was playing, and he actually paused his entire performance because there was a fan in need of medical attention, and he spotted them, which was awesome.
I don't understand how you spot it.
If like, they're close enough up, I think people start pointing usually because they're trying to get attention to it. I've seen it happen at a show before, and it was very scary.
They'll use their like phone flashlights too to help like get attention to that area.
Because I've seen like Morgan Wallen stop a show, and you're like, how does he know? It's a stadium, for God's sake.
Yeah, in this case, Stagecoach pretty close up.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, crazy weekend at Stagecoach.
I did hear that Journey didn't get to play.
Yes, I would be so bummed. And I had a friend there literally just to see Pitbull. Luckily, she waited at her car and went back in.
Wow.
But like, she went the entire weekend to see Pitbull. And she said
that
he was
your one that you.
Yeah, buddy.
She like goes with work stuff too, but she was like, I'm here for Pitbull. And she said it was worth it. And that she wants him to be her life coach. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing it out there, Pitbull, if you're listening. I got a friend in need.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we've all been keeping up with the drama of the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, which it looks like the original Utah cast has began filming, but I feel like this is going to be the last season because now they're doing a Secret Lives of Mormon Wives Orange County version, which I believe none, if not only one person is Mormon. From
I saw
this
debunked.
Oh, okay.
There's actually more that are Mormon, but it's mostly just married young.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of weird. I'm not a fan. There's one woman in particular who I'm not crazy about who's on the show.
Which one?
Bobby.
Oh, she's definitely wasn't Mormon.
Yeah. She was just married young.
Yeah.
So we'll see if this is as good.
Bobby. Right.
You would know her because she like got, she had a very public divorce and then like immediately got with, there were like rumors that she was dating Drake or something. Like it was crazy.
She did a podcast episode with him and that's what fueled it. I do want to point out, it doesn't look like Taylor is filming in the Taylor Frankie Paul is not filming with Mormon Wives.
She deactivated her Instagram, her TikTok, all of it.
Okay, she's, okay, good.
So I think they actually removed her.
That's the dude from Malcolm.
It's not.
Just every once in a while, can you guys give us warning if your stories are just going to check the boys completely out?
Some boys like this show.
And also, people are listening, and they want the facts.
Okay. And you think you feel like you just gave a lot of facts there?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. Okay. That was one of our more factual pop culture moments.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Adam, you'll know. He has confirmed that...
Buddy, there are times when I love your energy, and this is one of them. Man, you just bring in that masculine energy to this.
I bet you if you keep going, we'll be able to know who Adam is.
I think I already know. Adam Severance.
Yeah, Adam Scott.
Adam Scott is his name, yeah.
From Severance, yes.
Yeah.
So get with the program, Big Shot.
She called him Big Shot.
Okay, all right.
I didn't like it.
I'd like to cede my time back to Slacker.
No, what's going on here?
This is not the Senate floor. Okay, what just say? Relax. Okay. I yield the rest of my time to the great senator from Colorado. Yeah. Okay. No, just relax.
Adam Scott has confirmed that he knows how Severance is going to end. He's an executive producer on the series. They are going to start filming season 3. Are you guys still into this?
Has it been so long? Oh, my God. I love it so much. Is this the final season? And then
that's
season 3 is there.
I believe so.
It is, yeah. So Ben Stiller's not directing this season, but Adam,
he's still writing. He didn't direct all of the last season.
I know.
But I remember you guys were so into Severance, and that was a long time ago. Are you still excited about it?
Wasn't there 4 years between season 1 and season 2?
Kind of a lot. It does take a lot to write these shows. It's such a weird meta kind of show where like...
And I'm sure the filming and editing, because it's so intense.
It's so hard. Yeah.
Upon Google, it does not... There's no confirmation that season 3 is the last one.
Oh.
Yeah, it looks like it could go to season 4.
Okay.
Okay.
He just expressed his excitement for season 3. So yeah, they're keeping it vague. You know Adam.
Yeah. Adam's just that way.
Yeah.
This is a weird thing that doesn't happen often.
Oh. Good evening.
You're ready?
We do have an update on something that Aaron talked about last week. It is no longer speculation. It appears to be confirmed that Harry Styles and Zoe Kravitz are engaged.
That makes me so sad.
After 8 months of dating, why are we sad about this? I think they're right.
I love her.
But
I know her mother is more age appropriate.
Yeah, and did you have a chance?
Might have. Because I have gone on record of saying she's the best Catwoman of all time.
I love that for you.
Against a lot of other people.
Where you been? You gotta be in New York if you're gonna bag a baddie.
She's not
returned. I'm sorry. I don't
think he could bag a baddie.
I don't think you could bag that baddie.
This just in. Slacker. Go ahead.
Not able to bag a baddie.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
How do I feel more accepted in spaces that I don't feel I should be in, but I should?
She's on to us.
I should have seen that one coming before I asked the question.
I don't know.
I don't like trying new things because I don't like feeling like an odd man out. I don't like feeling like the dumb person in the room. Don't make a joke.
No, I mean, I respect that. I resemble that.
Yeah.
I just feel like you've given me crap about things like that when I say the same thing. Like when I say, I don't want to go to yoga till I know how to do yoga. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess this is similar. To me, that's different because there's a teacher and their job is to help you. Like sorry to make it about me. I went to an event this weekend where I was the only person not in the group chat. And it felt very weird at first. What? Yeah.
Yeah, what were you doing there?
How did you end up there?
Because I was the plus one.
That's what they were all texting.
Oh, stop.
No, so it was very weird to be like, you guys have inside jokes. You're already making jokes about what happened in the group chat. And I have no idea. I felt like such an outsider. Hmm. But you just have to like tough through it.
No. You don't. You just stay home.
No, yeah. No. Yep. When it comes to like friend, like stuff with a friend group, that's, I actually feel no shame in doing things like that.
You can just roll in, even if they have inside jokes?
If I'm attached to one, I'd be fine. But
yeah,
this
but if
is,
they just start, if it starts clicking out on you, you're just
sure.
like, ah,
it's weird.
It hurts. But
this is a bit different because this is a bit of a boys' club.
Oh.
I have started seriously golfing.
Mm.
And I'm still like,
for real?
Yeah, I got clubs for my birthday from Dane.
That's right, you did.
And so we've been going to the driving range, and I actually,
I'm not bad. Oh my God.
Ooh.
And that's why we went down this path and why I got the clubs for my birthday and all that stuff. But
oh my God, can I know it's another tangent. Are you prepared for when it, like, do you know what happens?
No.
What are you referring to?
Everyone I know, golf is
a cult.
It's an ebb and a flow, and it's a definite 13th reason for a lot of people.
Yes.
Because I went through this phase where I was going to Aqua Golf, and
I love Aqua Golf. Yeah.
Like you, that sound it makes when and you make contact with the ball and you watch your ball sail 200 yards and you're like, I am a golden god. And then golf is a fickle bee and it takes it away from you and it feels like it's never going to come back. And then you're just like, you're Happy Gilmore. You want to just throw your clubs into the water at Aqua Golf. Like, I don't know that you have, please don't be mad at me, the mental capacity for the lows of golf. It's so low.
Yeah, I'm in an interesting position because it's like I'm now starting to take it more seriously. Like truly,
that's the
worst
thing you can do.
I want it to be like my main hobby, I guess, outside of work and such. But I also don't take it seriously, and I pick up my ball if I'm over it.
Okay.
As long as you can maintain that. Yeah.
Once you start trying, it will be so mean to you.
Yeah.
But
do you think that kicks in? Because are you just playing with Dane? Like, have you played with other people yet? Does that kick in the competitiveness when you see them?
Or the embarrassment is really what it would be for me. Because we played last summer, before I even had my own clubs, we played with like a random matchup couple. Uh-huh. And I was pretty embarrassed because I was like, I'm not good.
You're holding up the group.
Right. And I would just pick up my ball and be like, oh, I'm good. Thanks. But now I'm like, I want to be able to go.
Erica, you are just like all my friends golf and they try to get me to go with them. Yeah. And they're like, we won't care if you do that.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
We're talking about Ben. We're talking about Josh, who's a scratch
golfer.
Okay, like,
well, friends are the exception.
They're like great golfers. And
they all started somewhere.
I know, but they don't want to be with them then. Do you know what I mean?
No, I think it's fine. The first time I went golfing, we spent a half an hour on the first hole and we had a blast.
Did people pass
everyone?
I was like, the etiquette is really bad.
Yeah,
there.
No, we let two groups go. It was so bad, but at the same time, so much fun.
No, I don't.
No, I'm with you, dude, because it's like playing basketball. I want to go and I want to play basketball. And if it's a guy's first time playing basketball, dude, sorry, you got to go learn elsewhere. Like, I'm here to get my workout. I'm here to get my reps in. Like, do what I do. And I think
and
it's the
like,
same for
throw
golf.
It to me. And then he's like doing the flat hand dribble. Like, and you're like,
so you're not helping. My question was, how do I feel more confident in a space that is golf is occupied by like 80% men? So I've never even gone to a driving range.
It's gotten better.
Okay. Well, yeah. I was at the driving range
and it's
recently.
All, it's a sausage fest.
Literally, I think there was one other woman there in the hour and a half that I was there.
Was she sky and balls or was she like you?
I didn't even see her hit. No. Oh, just you wait. I have a video of just you hear that and it's just.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
God, I want to be you.
Well, I'm not good all the time. I have another video of me not doing well.
The fact that you can hit it and then hit a bad shot and not just hit yourself in the face with the driver. Like I go from truly believing the tour is going to give me a card to wanting to snap every single club in the bag in half.
Yeah, this is such a you thing.
No, it's not.
No, but yes, I mean, you want to be.
No, I'm with you for sure.
You want to be only the best or not do it at all. Yes. Whereas I'm like, I just want to have a good time. But you then can there's only all these guys fun. Around me watching me being like, she's not very good. So.
I think to take it back to the basketball analogy for me, if I get an hour and a half to go play basketball, I want to get the most out of it as I can. And I'm not there to.
Teach.
I'm not there to help you through it. It's on you to figure that out and be ready. And I'm going to be kind of annoyed if you're not ready. That's just because
there's no way to enter the golf space.
No, but I think she can because the difference between golf and basketball is booze.
Oh, I was going to say teammates.
I was going to say practice.
No, you drink.
Yes.
Yeah, you have like a little Coors Light in your bag.
And there's like, and they're like, and if you're holding up the game, just buy a round of shots and then everybody.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
So my new method is the way to get into the boys club is buy a round of shots.
And wear a super short skirt.
My golf attire is pretty cute, though. I'm not going to lie.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost interest checking account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
It is time to tackle someone else's problem. If you'd like to tackle all the problems we've done, not all of them, we found out.
Yeah, so we've discovered, but some of them.
A lot of the problems we've handled.
We try.
They're on the Odyssey app.
SAUDACY.
What do we have?
Today we have Teresa, and she has technology has put her in an awkward position with her family.
Okay. Hi. Teresa?
Yai.
Yai.
What's going on?
Hi, it's Yai. So, okay, it's quite the situation. My husband works in IT in our home. He works from home. So, our internet is locked down for safety. I mean, you can imagine, right?
Oh, because he's probably, I got
sure.
it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like business stuff. So it has to be really secure. So whenever someone tries to visit a blocked or inappropriate site, we all get notifications on our phones.
Oh,
so if I come over, don't ask for the Wi-Fi.
Gross, man.
Pretty much.
We're like, okay.
If you ask for my Wi-Fi, what?
I know. I just park out in front of your house.
Okay. Gross, man.
Sorry. Oh, enough about us. This is other people's problem, Skylar. Right. Stop it.
Oh, wow.
So what is that? How is that a problem?
So my sister and her son, our nephew, they came and visited with us recently, like spent a few nights at our house.
Okay.
And suffice to say, we got a lot of notifications that he was trying to access adult sites.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Is he of the age that's kind of, like that starts at 9, for God's sake, which is disgusting.
Oh, God.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, the first time Noah got access to a thing, just typed in butts, and then 3 clicks later, it's 2 girls in a shower.
I just feel like you shouldn't have just admitted that about Noah.
No, I've said it on the air because I had all our iPads locked down, but I gave one to my friend to use while he was staying at my house, and then I didn't put the controls back on it.
In time.
In time. And Noah was like, butts. And it's just like 2 clicks later, swear, 2 clicks, 2 girls in a shower. 2 clicks from butts to 2 girls in the shower. That's, okay. I mean.
So how old, roughly, is your nephew?
So, okay, he's 17. So
he can do that.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. A lot of the sites were, they were gay sites.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah, so I just don't know, like, how comfortable I'm with this because I just don't know if,
is this not something you know about him?
Right. I don't really know what's up with his sexuality. I mean, or if his parents or my sister mainly does. Like we found something out about him by accident, and now it seems like we're also spying on him because he was just a guest in our house, you know?
Yeah. Are you close enough with your sister? I don't know how to ask. It's a hypothetical, but just like, are you close enough with your sister that if she knew her son were gay, would she have told you?
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were really close, and she's never mentioned about.
So she may not know this fact or this curiosity, because even all we know right now, let's just collect our little notebook here. All we know is he's gone to some sites. That doesn't
mean anything.
Prove,
no.
But it was only those type of sites he was trying to hit.
For the most part, and like I feel like it's not a good idea for me to just ignore it, but I'm not sure. Like, I don't want to overstep. I'm not sure if, like, should I tell my sister what happened? Should I talk to my nephew? And look, I don't have an issue if he is gay.
Of course.
Like, I just don't want to out him either. You know, like, this is delicate.
Having known people who've come out in my life, it's one of the biggest decisions you can make as a human to go, please accept me for whatever, which I think is wild. It's like, just accept everybody for whatever.
Right.
But for you to out him is like.
It does seem like it needs to be their decision.
Yeah.
Not their aunt's.
Hearing what you've heard so far, 303-222-5423, text or call. If you have advice, should she talk to the nephew? Should she talk to the mom? Here's the weird thing. You said something and it felt like it was true for a second. Like, you feel like you were spying on them, but they're a guest in your home. And like,
I know
if you just have internet protocol set up, like it is like,
if they don't know about it,
well, you have to tell everybody, hey, don't surf porn at my house.
I don't know. It is. I get what you're saying, where you feel like it's like
you're a guest in my house.
It wasn't the intended consequence of what we were doing, but also he sounds like he didn't actually go to any of those sites. So that's what I would hang my hat on and go, I'm staying out of it. He didn't actually access the sites.
Out of it.
I don't have a nephew, so that's where I'm a little like, I don't have that relationship in my life. But I feel like no harm, no foul.
10 years,
it's not my business.
Like,
he's figuring it out, or he's got it figured out. None of my business either way.
Barbecue a Casa de Slacker, and your son is hitting some sites. You want me to tell you?
I wouldn't. It's hard to know because I wouldn't know about it. You know, like, I don't know what I don't know about.
But if I know, because I have a little bit of lockdowns like this on my
I would probably want to know so I could make sure that I am a safe space and an ally and a supporter.
That's where I'm leaning on, like.
But then you're still outing him. Potentially.
But no. Because I'm not going to be like, so where's your boyfriend? Because I don't know. I'm just going to be a safe space that they feel comfortable talking to.
She's still telling her sister things that her son doesn't want her to know.
If it was me and my sisters, I would have to.
Because you guys are just that tight.
We are just so close. And mostly because it's like, he is 17. Aren't you not supposed to be looking at?
He is still a minor. But
right. Like, and so it's like, also there's the whole thing of what are we calling it? Adult sites. That stuff is like actually bad for men's health. Women too, I'm sure. But there's more studies.
Super
on like,
bad for men's
health. It's so bad.
Yeah.
And I would want someone to be able to talk to him.
go deep.
There's a lot of education that needs to be shared in that field.
Teresa, this is a really tough spot you're in, but I know we're going to get... I'm sure there are therapists who listen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there are...
Wait, are you sure?
No, they listen as a case study, probably.
Okay.
Mostly.
Yeah. I'm also just wondering, like, if I... I'm sure, like, broadly speaking, everyone has preferences, things they like that you probably just don't want the public to know about, whether it's being gay or whatever. Or you like, just like if I were at your house and my wife were doing something and you looked in the window and saw, you don't need to tell me that you saw that because that was in private. And I'll tell you if I'm into that.
That's all.
If I want people to know about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just his personal business is all that I'm...
But your wife's a grown woman and this is a minor.
True.
And
true,
like...
True. And I agree. Like, I agree with what the girls are saying about the adult
porn
sites
is
and the
real
and
bad
negative
for
sure.
Your,
yeah.
Because then all of a sudden you think everything's got to be... It's like...
That's not real life.
It's not real life.
I've heard a lot of podcasts where it's like long-term relationship issues because of it.
For
and
sure.
It's addiction. Okay. Anyway.
It really is, and he's getting experimental in whatever form, or maybe he's just
really young.
Find it, yes, or maybe not. Like I said, doesn't take long.
What
for a kid to type in 9 years old? You type in, and there you are. Okay, so Teresa has some information on her nephew. Should she share it? Should she confront the nephew, or should she mind her own business? 303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423.
Alice 105.9.
I feel weird.
Why?
Just this whole thing. Like, I feel like we shouldn't be talking about it.
Well, I do think it's a space that we maybe don't have the right person to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
It with.
Yeah.
Like, none of us have ever been potentially caught in this situation.
Teresa was on the phone. Her, long story short, her network at her house is super locked down.
Right.
And the nephew and her sister were over, and the nephew was trying to access some adult sites, very specifically gay adult sites. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what do I do with that? Can I just ask the room first things first? If a 17-year-old is just jumping on sites in general,
right,
there's kind of a consensus where it's like,
Well, is there? Because that was actually like one of the first texts we got was, if this was just straight adult sites, would you be considering saying anything to his mom? And I lean yes.
Yeah, 17 is very young. You have an impressionable mind.
It may not be young in the sense of when do people start doing this, but it is young in the sense of your experience with it.
Yeah.
Personally.
I wasn't, and again, I want to reiterate, I'm not saying this one is good and you shouldn't say anything about it and this one is bad. Because if they were going on straight stuff that was like violent,
right,
I would be like, you need to know he's trying to get to some, a version of relations. What we keep talking about is that, like, what adult materials do is put this thing in your head and imagining a 17-year-old boy, you think life is like John Wick. Like, you can go up to somebody and just go, and their neck breaks and they die. And it's like, that's not it. And you think you can walk up to a girl and say a sentence and three of her friends join. And it's like, that's not real. So I don't want anybody to think we're concentrating on this because of the gay thing. But
the violent thing would be far more concerning.
Way worse. But it's like, does her sister deserve to know? Like, as a parent, I want as many, it feels intrusive, and Slack, Tiak and I are in a little bit of a disagreement because you don't believe in monitoring your kids, really.
No, I don't. And that's what's hanging me up with this, because they set up their network this way not to monitor other people.
Correct.
So it's like, if that was from the beginning, it's like, we have a strict no adult and we're going to let people know, like, then I think you can tell them. But if you didn't tell them ahead of time, you gain this information kind of by accident, and now you're going to kind of use it against them to get them in trouble. I don't like that.
But you,
like,
don't
that
want
doesn't feel
any
fair.
Advantage? Like, if there was a way to know your kids were having a violent thought or an anxiety thought, you don't want to know that?
No, because I feel like it will eventually, like, the safeguard will be gone. And if they're only sneaking out of the house because they know there's a camera, well, they're not actually not They're not choosing.
They're only
to
not sneaking out of the house because they know there's a camera.
Because they know there's a camera. Yeah. I need to be able to trust them when there's not a camera. They need to know the benefits, the risks,
but
whether it's worth it.
This in particular, I think that I worry that at 17, this boy feels that he can't tell anyone if that is his preference. If he is closeted, it's like, does she then need to go to him and be like, you can tell me anything. I'm always here for you. And my network happened to catch this and I always love you. And when you need to talk, I'm here to talk.
I am always the first one to admit I think I parent wrong. I really, because I do want the plethora of information, even if it's ill-gotten gains, even if I got it by snooping on your phone. I know you think that's wild. Mm. No, but I mean, he doesn't want the world where he would track their location. And I'm like, man,
but you just
got to
save him from trouble.
Yes. But in his defense, they have to learn to save themselves from the trouble.
We
all did.
I get that.
Right. And if you keep alcohol out of the house and just made a rule, well, they're going to go someplace where there's not your house and there is alcohol and they're not conditioned that way. And also I'm torn because like you said, I haven't been in this position, but for her to even approach him and go, I know your secret. I'm not going to tell. I'm cool.
I know.
But I know it. He might be going, you're like the last person I would have been comfortable confiding in. Yeah. And that feels a little unfair too. I love the sentiment of like being open and being like there for your nephew.
But then is it also bad to know and not tell him and go, I know this thing about you and now.
Did anybody text with advice? Like, did anybody say she should, like, I am starting to lean away from her telling her sister, though. Even though as the parent, I would want the information. I don't know if she should tell his mom.
The advice is either stay out of it or talk directly to the nephew. Almost nothing says talk to the mom because I think that's.
You're just handing her ammo that I would want. But
telling her something that you don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah, but
that conversation needs to be between the nephew and the mom.
That's all the texts are saying. Or not, yes. If it's going to be with the mom and the nephew needs to be the one to tell her.
Yes.
But if the aunt already knows.
Yeah. Well, what if, I know, or I'm using a lot of hypotheticals, but what if this family is a little bit religious or a little bit whatever, and like he doesn't feel safe, like a little chat from her sister would go like, hey man, there's a chance. And maybe you need to open your mind a little bit so your kid can talk to you. Because if the kid feels repressed, we've had that on the show so many times.
Like,
I know it's not her place, but you could save that kid from tons of anxiety.
But
tons
the kid
of,
has to be ready to talk about it. And when he does, then she can step up and say, open your mind.
Want her mind open so she's a vessel when he is ready.
I know. It's so hard because I think that every parent has a vision of what their kid's life is going to be like, and maybe once that's shifted, no matter what the thing is, it could be a lot of different things. Oh, they're not going to go to college, or they're not going to do this thing I thought they were going to do. Like, it takes a minute, and I know this because my stepbrother will say, like, about coming out to his parents, he's like, I know that it took time because they had an expectation. So I just don't know that the aunt should be the one telling the mom.
If you have any more advice, text it to us. It will remain as anonymous as surfing porn at this woman's house. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105. Okay, so there's a story out there saying younger whippersnappers like yourselves. I consider myself.
Well, this does say Gen Z, and I don't think any three of us are Gen Z.
Aaron is.
I'm on the cusp, right?
She's somewhere between Z and a boomer.
Not
she's,
that cusp, right? She kind of just skips over millennial entirely.
It's like, oh my God, the Eagles are still alive.
Yeah, and then she's like,
did you see my TikTok?
But I also grew up playing backyard baseball, and that's millennial more.
You mean the video game or literal backyard baseball?
No, the PC game. And then I would also go outside and play.
That's very millennial.
Yeah.
Kids don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
That's what I heard.
They just don't play those
computer games.
Because
it came back out, didn't it?
Playing outside.
Oh,
play outside. Play outside.
Oh, that.
Yeah. No, I'm sure they're on the game.
There's kids
game
on my
is a back out. I'm on it.
There are kids on my block who play backyard baseball, like for real. It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Outside. It's
currently? Oh,
yes,
wow.
Outside.
I love that.
Like, it makes me.
Last night we were walking Swanson.
Jesus, we are all over the map.
You'll
right
never
now.
Believe this. We go by this house that always has kids out. They run up and then they're like, well, we're going to go back to playing our game. Beware. We might throw shoes. And I was like, we're going to just go. So, I mean, it was some form of backyard baseball.
That's cute.
It was
kids
so cute.
Being outside as opposed to like craning their neck to look at a device.
Right. Playing Sims for too many hours.
Ugh. Yeah.
Guilty.
All right. So
deleting all the doors and lighting a fire.
I love doing that.
Yeah. On Sims. Not real
but
life.
But I'm gonna
pull
and take the ladder out.
Yep. And then they
I think that was a girl game.
No.
You didn't play Sims?
No. No. I played all the backyard sports games. Oh but not, no, I don't know about
Zelda,
I played,
anyone?
I played GTA. Oh. You want to talk about murdering people?
Sims is different.
Really?
GTA 6 is going to come out soon. I'm so excited. Okay.
I'm sorry. Did you just admit to being like a murderous pyromaniac?
There
you
is.
Removed
you
doors.
Kind of, yeah.
If you played Sims, you killed them.
Oh, for sure.
Because how long can you just play house?
Says the person who's going to get married soon. Dane!
Check the doors!
He's like, why is there just a painting of a door on this wall? What are you doing? That is the worst thing.
I guarantee you.
People
are going to light up with, oh yeah, I used to kill my Sims too.
303-222-5423. Sure you killed your Sims, but did you do it by removing doors and then burning them to death?
Yes.
Or like I said, you put them in a pool and you take out the ladder.
There were a couple other ways, I can't remember. Oh, you would have them cheat on their husband, and they would woo-hoo, and then the husband would come home from work.
And kill him.
No, that was just more of a...
Scandalous.
Yeah. I think you were exploring relationship tendencies. Sorry.
I don't even know how to get back to what we were talking about.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what we were talking about.
Literally never in my life have I been the one who instigates an HR thing, but today is my day. This is the darkest thing. This side of you, remember when we were hiring a person for the show? We were like, I wonder if there's another shoe to drop. There it is.
Yeah.
She like, hi, hello, my baby.
Hello, my sugar pie.
It's Ragtime Gal. Isn't it?
I don't
hello,
know.
Hello, my baby. Hello,
I'm
my
not that old.
Hello, my Ragtime Gal.
Why did I think it was sugar pie?
It was the frog on the. You're old enough to have seen the frog on cartoons.
I know that.
She's mentally old enough, too. Jesus.
Okay. Here's what I was trying to talk about like an hour ago. The texts of people killing their families inside Sims are disturbing.
Not their families.
They're booting it up on. Put it down.
They say a lot of young people don't like what they have right now. They don't like the world we live in with the unlimited social access. All the games, all the bells, all the whistles, whatever. And they are hearkening back to a different time. And if you ask them, they all know right away what time they would like to live in. Like, would you rather live? Because I think the funny thing is with any time, we look back and we watch like the Great Gatsby, like the Roaring 20s seem amazing, except for all the social constructs.
Right.
And whatnot. Like, where racism was probably more rampant. Definitely sexism was at a different level.
There's a Taylor Swift song about this. It's called I Hate It Here. She got a little bit of backlash because she said, except all the racists in it. But
I'm just saying, do you have in your head right now, is there a time where it's like you could, you still stay, you don't want to like go back. If you're going back to the 90s, you're not being you as a 90s, you're being you right now.
Yes.
In the 90s.
In the
90s. And that's what I would want, is to be an adult in the 90s. Well, my
because
problem
of neon
is,
clothes, like, what do you want?
It wasn't, that's the 80s, man.
There was still, I'm sorry, NSYNC was still wearing some.
That's true.
Yeah, but not like the workout gear
right.
80s.
Not like the side ponytails. Yeah. But the reason I think I'd want to go back and be an adult in the 90s is just because I wasn't. And everyone makes it seem
so
great.
What do you think you would have gotten? Because there was just more cocaine then? Like,
which
what?
Is not my thing. I just think that there was less like, comparing yourself to other people. There was no like, well, all of my friends are hanging out without me and I see it on Instagram.
I agree, but also disagree because the skinny anorexia was super popular then,
and
right?
It's not right now.
It's coming back for sure.
No, with all the GLPs and stuff.
Right. Well, I just think the Kardashians went from like curvy to like the skinniest people around.
Correct. So 90s for you is 100, like, what do you? What would be the first thing you'd explore, though? You just want to. You just want to not have to post. You just want to not
and
be
like,
judged.
There's no. There's not that comparison world. Think of weddings now compared to weddings in the 90s. It's all because of Instagram and TikTok that weddings have gotten out of control.
But they started to get out of control in the 90s because we had Princess Di or whatever. We had the wedding on General Hospital, Luke and Laura and or whatever.
Everybody would want a pretty crazy wedding. I just wouldn't have to compare it to everyone else's.
I back you up. I'd want to be an adult in like 98 probably.
Yeah, like right you have a house there. Phone?
Yeah, yeah.
A house phone?
You can do that now. You act like you can't do that. You could do that.
It's just not reasonable. If you guys need to get a hold of me, you're not going to call the house phone.
Well, we would because that would be the only way to get a hold of you.
I guess, but I try to brick my phone and stay off it and stuff, and I miss stuff. And then eventually you guys are all texting. And you're like, well, where's Heck? He's not responding. It's like, because I'm trying to take. It's just you can't do it anymore, I don't think. Like you can't. The way in 98, you got home from work and it's 5 o'clock. Not our job, but it's 5 o'clock. And like,
no
you
one
have
could,
all night, man.
No
are you
going to
watch
you.
CTV? Yeah. Or are you
yeah.
going
to. Yeah, like, you're right.
You know, like you're done,
you just
man.
You had to do
that. You can go throw the ball out with your son. Work's not calling.
They're really not. They can't.
Yeah.
And by they, we mean like. You.
I don't call
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine, in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
No easy way to do it, so you just do it, right? You just, woo! Just,
dive right in?
Yep.
I can tell you right now, I don't ever do any of those things.
Family meeting.
No!
Oh.
I didn't
These
know someone
nice.
Else
We all get to
them.
Be together. Share our thoughts and
no,
our feelings.
Family meetings are like always so negative to me. Like someone literally died.
Yeah, died or divorced.
Yeah.
What's the other D? I don't know.
Me neither. This is inside radio stuff that let people listening to this show in on a little secret. We don't do radio like other people. We're not bosses don't understand why we're still here and not fired.
And nor do we.
Nor do we.
Right.
Like, and when higher ups in the company tell us how to do things, more often than not, we
ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make something clear about that. By your request, yeah. Do we ignore? Yeah.
Yeah. You are. You being here as part of our team. You are such a massive part of this show, but you are such a rule follower that I can feel your energy every time I'm like, well, you know everything they just said we're not going to do, right?
I wasn't even listening.
Yeah.
It's really uncomfortable.
Yeah.
The powers that be often suggest massive changes to this show. And I push back. Because it's like,
wait, are you about to tell us we're going to do one?
I've been sort of told there's no choice on this one. And I've pushed back for long enough that you'll know that I pushed as long as I could and there's no choice left. I have been told that I have to get an Instagram account.
Oh, thank God. I wasn't sure if one of us was going to be gone, and this is the way you were breaking
this is
it.
This is exactly how I would do that, by the way.
And also,
Aaron, join him.
It is time.
Nah, I wasn't listening.
It's time, and it's almost annoying that you don't have one, because every day, if I'm going to tag something and I tag the three of us and no Slacker to tag.
I like it. He's going to so rapidly surpass us. And
No, I'm not. So because true. I don't know what to do with it.
I will be honest. Why? I don't. I used to think this way if you needed one. But now, like, you are the Slacker show. It's the
right,
show page.
That is my account.
You don't share anyways.
Right. They want me.
Is that the problem? Right.
Second family meeting coming up in a minute.
His feelings are hurt. No, it's definitely necessary Because if someone wants to know more about what's going on with me, they go to Erica Shea. If someone wants to know about Aaron, they go to Radio Aaron. What's yours? If they want to know about T-Hack, it's T-Hack is whack. If they want to know
is
more
whack
about
with
Slacker,
an H or no?
No, it's with an A. Whack just is like the verb.
W-A-C-K.
Like
not like whack. Like
whack.
Whack. Whack. Yeah, whack. Okay. Like it's whack is, okay. Yeah.
Now I feel guilty that we've spent so much time on your name is, and we didn't spend enough on everybody else's. Aaron, is radio spelled the correct way?
Yeah, the normal okay. way.
Actually, mine, I do have three A's at the end of Shay.
S-H-A-A-A.
No, S-H-E-A-A-A. It's a whole thing.
Do you really have three A's?
Erica Shay. Not like my legal name.
No,
but
I mean like you did that because Erica Shay was already gone or something?
I think so. I was also... Oh, 16? Like,
I am not 16, and I'm about to have my first. Actually, full disclosure, I have it.
Oh.
I actually know that.
I know because I followed one person to test it.
Wow. Rude.
Do
you guys? I'm friends with you on Snapchat. You can follow me back on Instagram.
I don't even look at Snapchat.
Do you guys remember the text that he sent that was like, sorry about that notification? And all of us were like, what are you talking about?
Because
that's
when
how he came clean to me.
When you're signing up for it, it's like, do you want this associated with the following profiles? And, you know, just like when you download the new iOS on a phone, you're just like, scroll, scroll, agree, scroll, right. scroll, agree, scroll, scroll. And as I'm hitting agree, I see that it's like, it's going to be associated with the Slacker Show. I'm like, well, duh. And then it's like, it will be associated with T-Hack is whack, Radio Aaron. Oh. And I was like, and I'd already hit it. And I'm like, oh, no, they're all going to know because your accounts are affiliated with the Slacker Show somehow.
Kind of.
Because you can sign, you can go back and forth between
right. You your can account. Switch accounts, but you wouldn't be able to switch account with mine.
Yeah,
I know, but it asked me like the meta thing came up, and I was like, I'm busted, and I don't even want to do this. This was me caving in a moment. I was like caving to them, going like, you just have to get the account. So I have it. There's literally nothing on it. I don't even know. I don't even.
I also want to discuss. I don't know how I feel about the username.
That's what they told me to
I
do.
I know. And
ask
I.
Slacker?
That's what they told
me.
That's what they told me to do.
I know, but who are you going to listen to? Us or them?
Well, considering the signatures on our paychecks, there was two. I don't want to say the other available name. I'll okay. say I'll write it down for you guys because okay. I could go get it as well. Here, I'm going to write it down.
We okay. can come up with a better one for you. Because honestly, people come to us for like OPP, Great Mate Debates, and how well are we with giving them advice? I don't. Hold on, I can't see it.
Yeah, I would rather that, but it also
why
like
would
it says,
yeah.
Because yeah. Finding a name that's just Slacker is a word that a lot of people want to like, and so Slacker's done. Slacker Radio's done. Slacker is God. The Slacker gone. The real Slacker gone. Gone, 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 gone. And they said these people, them, the great unknowing, the great and powerful Oz
I
are
love
like
our bosses.
This is.
I hate that name.
They want it to be because I haven't been on the platform. They feel like people will have questions about me.
What about like certified Slacker?
Don't start saying things that are available because somebody's going to go grab it.
Chet, can you believe that?
So while yes. People are going to have questions when you arrive to Instagram. What happens in 18 months?
When I'm not posting at all, except for just, I'm just using it to slide into DMs of hot chicks.
Yeah. That's the real reason.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No, it's not.
There's no bosses. Yeah.
There are no bosses.
You guys are getting paychecks.
All right. So there you go. Like, I don't know when I start posting.
Go follow Ask Slacker right now, and then if the username changes, that's okay. You're already following it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let me tell you, the username's gotta change.
The Slacker Show.
I want to do something, but I think it is of poor taste. And I need...
Yes.
I need your
you're
guys
in the right place.
On it. No, finally. I don't actually know that any of you are gonna agree with this, so I'm curious. It does have to do with my wedding. We're getting real close now.
Yeah.
And like real close. And it's come to my attention that some people who I kind of expected to say no have said no. And now we've got a little wiggle room. We've got a little room
ooh.
That honestly, I wouldn't mind being filled. And there's a few people
303-222-5423 if you want to come to Erica's wedding and give away a pair of that.
And you can speed up the song.
And you can stay in the ADA suite with me.
Exclusive.
Why not? Let's give it, like, let's let listeners come to your wedding.
I'll let you know, back when we first started planning and I first moved here, Dane was like, should we give away like two seats at our wedding? And I was like, hey, babe, I love you so much. No.
I love it. No. He's so cute because he doesn't get it.
So serious.
Yeah,
he
was like, it would be, they'd be fine. They'd be respectful, maybe.
Maybe, but this is like the one thing in my life that doesn't get broadcasted on the air in real time.
Does anyone else's irony meter going off right now?
I'm just saying, like, it's just my close family and friends.
Just
you
that
know?
Particular day is the one day you're going to shut the F up about it?
No,
is that what you're saying?
I'm going to shut up about
what?
It.
Like,
just, I would like for everyone there to be people I know and love.
Okay.
Okay.
And which category do I fall in? Just no.
Just no. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a few of like my dad's friends who he had at one point been like, maybe you could invite them. And we really didn't have the room at the time. And there's a few kind of newer local friends. Is it of poor taste to now extend the invite? Particularly with the
older people.
Because it's like, oh, now you have, you know, like a month and a half to figure it out.
It's a little weird because, like, with your friends, you can go, we're so close now. And if I'm being honest,
yes,
your new friends, you can go, if I'm being honest, we've had a couple people and like,
we have the space and we'd love to have you.
You can say the poor taste thing
out loud
to somebody younger and they go, totally get it. Yeah. Right. Oh my God. To party with you? Let's do it.
Right.
Does Slacker have room in the ADA suite?
Right. And maybe, I'll tell them no.
Yeah. No, I definitely have room. It's going to be like, there's grab bars everywhere. In case you're falling down.
Or in case you're doing something else.
Right.
Which is my hope for you.
Oh my God.
That night. It really is.
You want me to sleep with someone in your that's attending your wedding?
Come on. You'd probably never see them again. It's an amazing story for me to tell the rest of my life. This is about me, man. It has nothing to do with you. Anyway.
Okay, I'm going to do my best. Is your stepdad coming?
Okay. Well, yes. Married to my mother, not interested.
Yeah, no. I wasn't going after him, okay. Is what I was getting at.
Oh, you're going after my mom.
Yeah.
I get it.
Think
sorry,
about
mom.
The story, Erica.
I know, for the rest of my life.
And then you have to call me daddy.
Okay.
Sorry. As for the old people.
Yes. They're not old. They're just older.
I don't. It is in poor taste. Because
yeah,
I don't think they're going to be able. People of a certain age don't want to be thought of as a second thought.
For sure.
And it's like, hey, man, we had some cancel. Like, if Aaron had tickets to a great concert at Red Rocks tonight,
right,
and she was like, my friends can't go, and she said something to me, I'd be like, let's go.
Right.
Yeah.
But I know people.
It's also a different situation, though. Like, it's way more casual. It's not a wedding.
But I know people who'd be mad that they weren't invited initially. I know. Mm-hmm. I got a name in my head right now, just like, why didn't you invite me in the first place? And it's like, because I had cooler people I wanted to come, and they couldn't come.
Well, and what's weird is in this situation with the wedding, and probably a lot of people have experienced this, is kind of the people that you felt like you had to invite who aren't coming. So now it's like, actually, we have room for like
cool people,
more pretty people.
Yes.
Do you think your father's friends or whoever, has he had the talk with them? Like, you're not going to.
That's what I was wondering.
If he's already had the talk, he's already broken up with them. I would leave it. Because you already went through all the pain and then that circle back. And then now they have to either decline or whatever. That would be the hanging point for me.
That I don't know.
He probably has.
Or did he just kind of blow him off?
It was also like, he was like, well, it'd be nice if you invited them. And I was like, with what room?
Yeah.
You know, I don't have the space right now. But I don't know that he would even ever talk to them about it at all.
Why would he think that these people would be welcome to your wedding?
Aaron, you ever gotten married?
No, I don't.
Ask me. I do it a lot. I'm ready to do it again right now.
Aaron, did you just say I don't even have a dad to have friends?
Yeah.
Oh. Well.
You have a dad. He's just...
He has
passed.
Long gone.
Yeah, it's fine. But he had friends. You could.
Right. Sure.
Your parents traditionally have a few people they'd like to invite. That's how I'll put it.
Why?
It is their wedding.
Hold on.
Are they coughing up any dough for it?
Yes.
Then it's their wedding.
Yeah, then they get it.
And that's exactly why he made the request. And I was like, you know, I don't know what to do because you're helping pay for this, but also we don't have space.
What was that?
Don't worry about it. It's like when you go.
Yeah. Can I ask, would it be weird? And now we're doing this on the air, so we probably can't pull this off. But would it be weird to like down low call them and go, hey, like, do you want to come and surprise my dad? Like, wouldn't that be fun?
That would be a cool move.
If just like he goes and sits at his table, or like he's walking down the aisle and is like, Tom, Tom's here. Oh my God. Tom.
He would find out. He would find out.
How? If you tell everybody to shut the F up, maybe the first time he sees them is at your welcome party then.
Yeah,
at least
yeah,
at some point, he gets the surprise of his life. TX having a seizure right now.
He was having a real sneeze attack. Bless you.
Let him out, dude. He's
just trying to keep it off the air. It's
funny. No, I do. I like that. But like, you just, is there a way to explain it to an older person that they won't feel like they're a second class citizen?
Right. I would love to know if anyone's done this. 303-222-5423.
Yeah. Same number to call if you want those two extra passes.
No, 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 no.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm feeling teed off.
Do it.
And I know. Oh boy. I know Erica's going to be on my side. I'm going to Babe Ruth this. I'm calling my shot. Erica's going to agree with me.
Thank you. You took enough time for me to find the thing.
Thank
now,
you.
Just so you know, I've hit play on it a few minutes ago.
With all the problems in the real world, T.I. don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair. So let's get teed up with
T-Hack. Oh man, he's real teed off today.
If you are new to the show, this is where T-Hack tells us things that he's teed off about, but more than likely, you're going to be teed off that he's teed off about something so incredibly stupid.
But apparently not me.
Yeah, which that's great.
Yeah, Erica's going to be on my side with this. I went out to put some fertilizer on my lawn.
Oh God, dude, what are you
okay.
doing?
I subscribe to a company. I don't want to give any names out there, but basically they analyze your yard. They'll send you exactly what you need.
I get my
as
stuff.
You need it.
It gets shipped to me on a day that's not a Monday. It's not a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. It's not a Friday either. And I don't even think their stuff comes on Saturday.
I don't think.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds vaguely familiar.
You know they're from here?
I
believe they're from Boulder.
Hopefully they're listening.
If they are, I buy your stuff. Okay. As well.
Yeah.
So you might get me, if it's something about them, you might get me teed off.
We have talked about them before. We both use them. We love them. We love the convenience. You send them soil. They analyze it. They like know.
I think that's a lot, but that's cool.
Well, I don't know. Yeah.
They just kinda...
I'm just already very confused because he's talking about yard stuff and he's saying Erica's going to be on his side.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
She likes
Dane
green
likes
grass.
The yard.
Yeah.
Are you Dane?
Sometimes. Yes, sometimes they are. But it's, I will say, I do think they just kind of know your neighborhood.
Sure.
And they're like, there's other subscribers in your neighborhood. It's like, you live in Parker, probably got a little bentonite in your soil, probably you're iron deficient.
Sounds about
right. And they send you a thing, the Mighty Green Machine.
Okay. All right. You're on board. So what I love so much is for a novice like me, it's so easy. They say, hey, spray this now. Okay.
It says the date between this date and this date.
Oh,
spray
really?
This.
Yes.
Oh, dude, it's
my gosh.
You can't mess it up.
You can't.
So I'm in garage mode at this point because I'm getting ready to dig into the lawn care. So I'm out there and I open the box and I'm going, all right, I just got to find that paper where it tells me what date to spray the stuff. What and when. Can't find that paper. Can't find that paper, but I do find another paper
that says,
Erica, you ready to be on my side?
Okay.
The paper there doesn't tell me what date to spread it on. It says, scan this QR code.
It's a giant. It is the size of the box. Giant QR code.
Do I famously hate QR codes? Oh my God, when I met Dane.
That's why you met your...
That's so true. That is true, because it wasn't working.
And that was, you were both were like, oh, why does everything need to be a QR code? That's what struck up the conversation. And now I'm in garage mode. I've got gloves on and stuff. Like, you know,
I need you to put an extra syllable in that, man. You're driving me nuts. It's not G-R-A-G-E. It's garage, okay?
Garage?
Yes. You're
it's
saying
a garage,
garage
to me.
Garage. Garage?
I'm back on his side.
Garage, dude.
Garage?
Stop saying garage mode.
It's who says garage?
No one says garage. Garage.
1-2 in garage. This room.
Like it's one so garage.
1-2 buckle my shoe.
Say it.
Garage.
Oh my God. It's like Thank a you. Bunch of morons in this room.
But I'm just, all I want to do is know when I'm supposed to spray the stuff. And now all of a sudden I got to find my phone. My phone's inside because I'm in garage mode. I've got the gloves and everything. You're like, I'm not ready
you
to focus
gloves
on.
Gloves and stuff? You let your pets run on it right
I'm
after.
I'm doing other stuff. I'm weeding. I'm getting after it. I'm not in QR code mode. Right. Now I got to get the grass app. My grass needs an app. It's ridiculous.
An app?
You have to download the Not Monday, Thank Not you. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. App,
yes.
But the other day, app.
So they don't just put a paper in anymore. They're like, and then you'll get on our app. And then what if the internet's down?
Thank you. Thank you. What if I'm in the deepest part of my yard
right.
where the internet doesn't reach?
You've seen Can I just say this? Okay. Like right now, I could be sitting where I'm sitting and you're sitting where you're sitting and you're actually in your neighbor's yard.
But
like
no,
your yard.
Which way you're going.
No, this yard is a postage stamp. And if there's no Wi-Fi in your yard, you need to get up with the Xfinity folks and go get an extender.
Like on the Xfinity app if you use the QR code.
It is true. You do need the Xfinity app to set up that.
But why does it need a QR? This was so simple. And I'm trying to log into this app. I've got the gardening gloves on so I can't type as well.
Right.
And the emails aren't working. And we find out, oh, it's actually under my wife's email. Oh, she got the confirmation code that I've been requesting.
Okay, but
why? Put the paper in already.
Here's this piece of
time.
Paper, right? If you lose that, like this happened to me year after year, it's like
great.
It's mid July, and there's three things left. There's like there's an orange one, which I think is probably for fall because it made it orange.
Yeah.
And there's two different colors of green, and I'm like, I don't know if it's powerhouse or whatever. And so I don't know, and I've lost that piece of paper. I wish I had a way to look it up.
Why not? I'm sorry. Let me rewind. Let me say it like you do. Porque no los dos.
Oh, yeah.
They could have put it with the size. No lie. I am sort of on your side. I went through the box like four times looking for the damn piece of paper.
So do they not put the paper in at all anymore? Or did you guys just lose it?
It's just like the whole top, a piece of cardboard, little thicker like poster board, is the QR code. So like, and you just like, I'm excited to get to my lawn stuff. So I just take that and go, whoa. And I've hurled that across.
So this
You're
sounds
in
like
mode.
You're
exactly.
in
garage
it's
mode.
It's a personal problem.
Like no, so it should have, the paper should have been in there because
mine was.
For,
no.
If I'm a long term subscriber, this is year three or four for me, and there's always been the piece of paper.
Yes.
And so you think that I like when I see that thing, this you're trying to sell me other things.
Yeah.
Right.
That
right.
QR code, I ignored it until I had to.
Also, I just want to say.
Yeah.
Not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or Saturday.
Yeah.
This actually, even though we're a little angry, this is a good ad for them. You're telling me that they'll tell me exactly when to put things on my lawn?
Yeah.
I'm in.
Like, legit?
I don't need to know anything.
You really don't. And, hack, I just got
to
say, in the defense of the QR code, the new feature is,
what?
Like...
Oh, don't. I'm
the
so
new
mad.
Feature
I like
is,
being mad.
You guys, not Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday... Your company owes us big because this is a huge commercial for you. Because even though we're mad at you, the new thing on the app is you do the things, you check, and then it's like, hey, is your lawn good? And you're like, no. And it's like, take a picture. And then it goes, hey, that's snowy mold. You just need to fluff that. And it tells you exactly what to do. And if it doesn't know it, they'll send you another product. They'll like, oh, you need this for that. They'll send you extra dandelion, be gone or whatever. It's...
The dandelions, dude. Are they mad if your dog pees on the lawn?
They have something called Pet Patch.
Amazing.
But now AHAG has the app. I gotta log on to her phone every time for the grass.
Just, it's one.
But he's in garage mode. Oh, I said it right.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I have a story that involves neighbors, dogs, and knives.
Oh, no, my gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a story that almost any woman could have done.
Oh, boy. Something stupid, I guess.
Hey. Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Florida.
Let's go! Yeah. This is awesome.
Yep. It is awesome. That's so true. Okay, well, a woman was driving and I don't know what happened, but she accidentally crashed into a police vehicle that was driving next to her.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Actually, I do know what happened, and the problem is she was doing her makeup while driving, and I am guilty of having done that so many times.
And crashing
into really?
Crashed into a police vehicle, but come on, you're running late somewhere.
So you're just like looking up in your little visor and doing your little weird little...
Yeah, typically I would do my makeup while driving only at stoplights.
But she was multitasking, going full for it. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, apparently a patrol car was alongside her. She drifted over, hit it. And apparently she was applying makeup.
Yep.
And yeah, she's just dumb.
She's going to jail for that one, I'm guessing.
Yeah, the story says the same thing 9 times. I just want you to
say. How many times?
9 times. Mm. Like, she drifted over and hit the police vehicle because she was doing her makeup. And the thing is that she was doing her makeup.
That's why she drifted
and
over.
And then she drifted over. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then the police vehicle was in the way because she was drifting.
Turned a pretty bad situation into a worse one because how, I almost swore, effed up do you got to be to end up crashing into a police vehicle?
Yeah, I hope she was able to make up an excuse, and that she didn't blush too much. It would be embarrassing.
Those were pretty good.
Don't if you encourage them. I know, it's but like they were pretty good. I couldn't even.
Did someone slide me a list of more makeup terms? I only know those
mascara,
two.
Mascara, lipstick, rouge.
Gave her a mascara. I'll tell you that.
A mascara.
Okay, my story not from Florida. It's from Queens, New York, y'all.
Hey.
Oh, my story, well, I'm walking in. Yeah, so this dog went up to somebody's yard, right? Yeah, you can do it too.
I liked her.
Yeah, you do
like
your dog. You do your dog instead. Ruff, ruff. Dog walks up to somebody's yard, right? And it pees on the yard. Mm. Oh. So then the owner of the house got mad. And him and his buddy, they went over to the guy who owns the house, and then they peed in his yard. Because they're peed in my yard.
The owner of the guy who owns the dog.
They went to the owner of the dog, yeah. Yeah, they peed in his lawn in return.
Tinkle.
Yeah. Then when the guy came out to say, what are you doing there?
I'm peeing here.
Yeah, so then one of the peer guys, he got out a knife.
Oh, my.
Hold on. He was the one peeing on someone else's yard.
I know, but he got confronted. Nobody wants to be stopped midstream.
I would zip up first before the knives come out.
So then he just went ahead. They got in a little bit of a scuffle, and he stabbed, several people.
What? Several?
Yeah. So, watch where your dog pees,
I also have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
People in Queens have yards?
I didn't know that, I guess they do.
Like Manhattan.
They're kind of covered in pee, but yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. But that's it for that. And you don't have a number one joke or something?
Oh, the accent is making me way too nervous. It's
more of a stream scream.
Ooh, pretty good. Stream of consciousness right there.
Yeah.
He's peed off.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Some crimes are so shocking, they don't just make headlines, they forever change our society. I'm Katie Ring, host of America's Most Infamous Crimes. Each week, I take on one of the most notorious criminal cases. Each case unfolds across multiple episodes, released every Tuesday through Thursday, from the first sign that something was wrong to the moment the truth came out or didn't. Listen to and follow America's Most Infamous Crimes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.